Thank you, Chairperson. At the outset, allow me to congratulate you on assuming the chair of the 2017 meeting of high contracting parties to the Convention on the Prohibition or Restriction on the Use of Certain Conventional Weapons. My delegation wishes to assure you of its full support and cooperation as we work towards the successful outcome of this meeting. South Africa is fully committed to the CCW and the humanitarian principles enshrined in the Convention. South Africa attaches great importance to this framework convention, having ratified all protocols annexed to the convention, and remain committed to taking all necessary steps to fully implement our obligations under the CCW and its protocols. Chairperson, while artificial intelligence and robotics present both opportunities and challenges, we should always bear in mind that the possibility to weaponize such technology raises fundamental ethical, legal, operational, and political questions. Over the last week, my delegation participated in the group of governmental experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems, better known as LAWS. Although we gained greater insight into the technologies and what we could expect in this area, there are still many questions that remain unanswered. In the view of my delegation, international humanitarian law should apply to all weapons, including LAWS. In this regard, we highlight that these new technologies of warfare would need to be compliant with the rules of international humanitarian law, including those of distinction, proportionality, and military necessity, as well as their potential impact on human rights. South Africa is thus supportive of the continuation of this group of governmental experts on LAWS in 2018. Chairperson, we are fully aware of the increasing threats posed by the use of improvised explosive devices and the growing humanitarian impact caused by IED incidents, which mainly affect civilian population. South Africa encourages further discussion on this matter under the amended Protocol 2, especially given that the discussions at expert level were not held this year. In terms of mines other than anti-personnel mines, which has been a recurring item discussed in the CCW, differing views persist on this matter. However, these weapons can pose a humanitarian threat. And with this in mind, South Africa is supportive of any efforts to minimize humanitarian harm and to ensure full compliance with international law when using such mines. Chairperson, my delegation firmly believes universalization of the CCW and its protocols is of utmost importance, and we appreciate the efforts of past and present presidents in this regard. We welcome Lebanon and Afghanistan to the CCW family. South Africa reiterates that it is only through the universalization of this convention and its protocols that we will truly reduce the suffering caused by inhumane weapons. With so many states affected by these weapons that are not party to the CCW, especially those affected by mines and explosive remnants of war, we realize that our job is far from complete. We therefore encourage states to sign and ratify the convention and its protocols. In conclusion, Mr. Chairperson, my delegation would like to acknowledge the important role of civil society in keeping the spotlight on those issues that affect civilians in conflict situations and also in ensuring the victims are never forgotten. I thank you.